Welcome everyone to our Remembrance Day services here today in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church. We'll commence our service of worship this morning by singing together the Psalm 112, verses 1 to 6 of that Psalm. You'll find it on the page 108. Praise ye the Lord, the man is blessed that fears the Lord aright. He who in his commandments all doth greatly take delight. The Psalm 112, verses 1 to 6 of the Psalm, and we'll stand as we sing. Let us stand as we sing. To the Lord in prayer for his blessing today. Our gracious God, our loving, eternal, heavenly Father, we do gather before thee in this Remembrance Sunday, and we gather in and through the precious name of thy Son, our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we come this day to give thee thanks and praise for thy goodness and thy mercy and thy kindness, O God, toward us. We thank thee today, O God, for the greatness of thy mercy toward us. We thank thee, Lord, for the vastness of thy love, that ocean of love that is eternal. And Father, we thank thee today that we can praise thee and thank thee for grace. Grace that saves, grace that keeps, and grace that sustains. And Father, we thank thee that that grace and love and mercy has been displayed and made known unto us in the giving of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be the propitiation for our sins upon the cross. Father, we thank thee for his atoning death. We thank thee, Father, for his righteous life. And Father, we thank thee that thou could speak from heaven and say, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And Father, we just give thee thanks and praise for all that thou hast done for us, all that thou hast given to us, in and through thy Son, our Redeemer, who loved us, who gave himself for our sins upon the cross, who has risen again, who's exalted and ascended on high, and is praying for us at thy right hand in heaven's glory. And Father, we just thank thee, Father, for all thy goodness and thy mercy, and even for the words of this psalm of which we've been singing, of thy blessing, O God, the promise of the blessing of God upon those who fear the Lord, who walk in the ways of the Lord. And Father, we just pray that thou would bless our coming together here today. We pray, Father, for a gracious sense of thy presence. We pray that thou wilt be with us from this opening psalm to the last amen this evening, that thy presence will be a known and felt reality amongst us. Father, we ask for the outpouring of thy Spirit, O God, upon us. And Father, we pray that thou would bless every heart and bless every soul. We thank thee for every child of God in our meeting house today. The Lord bless thy people, encourage thy people. Father, we do indeed confess our sins before thee. We pray for that fresh cleansing in our Savior's precious blood. And Father, we pray, O God, that thou would help us in our daily life as thy people, to live above the world in sin, to fear thee, to trust thee, to follow thee, and to obey thee, and to serve thee in our day and in our generation. And Father, for any, Lord, in our gathering today, Lord, maybe walking afar from thee, may they know thy restoring favor, thy restoring grace, we pray. And Father, for any with us today, unsaved, out of Christ, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt speak to them, and that thou wilt save them by the mighty power of grace and of God divine. O God, in this Remembrance Sunday, we do give thee thanks as a congregation to thy mercies, for thy mercies to us as a land and as a nation. We thank thee, Father, for preserving our land and our nation in two world wars. We thank thee for thy preserving hand upon us, even to this very hour as a people and as a province. Even, Lord, here in this province of Northern Ireland, we thank thee, Lord, for thy preserving hand upon us as a people, and even preserving our province from the schemes and the plans of evil and ungodly men. And Father, we do pray, O God, today that thou wilt continue to preserve us, Lord, as a nation, as a people. In spite of our sin and our waywardness, we realize, O God, that we as a nation have turned far away from thee. Yet, O God, in wrath, remember mercy. Give us not up as a prey to our enemies, O God, we ask of thee. And Father, we pray that thou would ever preserve our freedoms and our civil and our religious liberties. And most importantly of all, O God, that thou would ever preserve our gospel heritage, we ask. Father, we thank thee for the sacrifice of others who have given their life for our freedom today. And Father, we would pray, O God, even today as the nation remembers the sacrifice of others, we pray that men and women and young people across our land will consider the greatest sacrifice of all, that of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they'll come to know him and to rest in him and to trust in him alone for salvation. We think of many today, Lord, as they gather at remembrance services, many hearts that are aching and grieving for the loss of loved ones. Now, Lord, we pray that thou will give them great comfort, we ask. And Father, for those that bear injury, physical injury, and carry trauma with them day by day, and Lord, live under a great burden, we pray. We pray that they will know the help and the grace and the comfort and the strength of the Lord. O God, have mercy upon our land. We pray for our King and the royal family, that the light of the gospel, the light of the truth of God would shine into that household, that thou would preserve them from error and guide them and direct them according to thy word and the light of the truth of God and the gospel of Christ. Remember, Lord, those that would rule over us and our land and our nation, that they might rule in righteousness, that they might, O God, be a terror to the evildoer, and that they might uphold what is right in the sight of God and be guided and directed in accordance with thy word, O God, we ask. And Father in heaven, we commit all our homes and our families to thee today. We pray that thou would bless them and unite them all in the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, Lord, those unable to be with us today because of age and sickness and infirmity. Lord, bless them, minister to them, and may they know the help and the grace of God to be upon them. For those who have suffered loss in recent times, Lord, comfort their hearts and fill the vacant chair with the presence and the nearness of the Lord. Again, Lord, we pray today for every outreach from this congregation amongst the young and the youth, and Lord, to the adults, and further afield, not only here, but reaching out through the online ministry and the outreach ministry around the community and across the world. Bless our witness and use it for the glory of thy name in the extension, Lord, of thy kingdom. Bless our missionaries today, O God. We thank thee for each one of them that have gone at the call of God to serve thee on the mission field, be it here at home or further afield away from family and loved ones. Bless them. Minister to them today. We thank thee especially for the life and testimony of our late brother, Dr. Woods, and all that thou had enabled him to do. And Father, we pray that even as he has gone home to glory, that that testimony will live on, and that, Lord, there in Brazil where he labored, many more will come to know the Lord as Savior. And even, Lord, by his life and testimony, that many other young people will give their lives to the service of the Lord. Again, Lord, we do pray, Lord, for thy blessing, O God, upon all our sister congregations today, upon every minister and student and layman alike who will preach thy word. Bless our land today. And Lord, we pray that even we might see days of revival and reformation across our land and across our nation. Abide with us, do our hearts what's good, and grant us a fresh glimpse today of our Savior. We think of the disciples of old, how their hearts were made glad when they saw the Lord. And Father, we pray, take our eyes of ourselves, of man, of our circumstances around us today, and fix every heart and every soul upon the Lord, whom to know is life eternal. Abide with us, do our hearts good, glorify the Savior. For we do pray and ask all these things for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen. Turning again, please, in our hymn book to hymn number 56, the hymn number 56 on the page 198 of your hymn book. Join all the glorious names of wisdom, love, and power that mortals ever knew, that angels ever bore. All are too mean to speak his worth, too mean to set my Savior forth. The hymn number 56, page 198, standing as we sing.
Amen.
to turn, please, in God's Word for Bible reading this morning to the book of the Song of Solomon and to the chapter number 6. Turning, please, in God's Word, the Old Testament book of Song of Solomon, chapter number 6. And beginning our reading at the verse 1 of the chapter, you'll find Song of Solomon in the middle part of the Old Testament, just after the book of Psalms. You come to Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. We're reading from Song of Solomon, chapter 6, and the verse number 1. Let us hear the word of the Lord as we read it together today. Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with thee? My beloved is gone down into his garden, to the bed of spices, to feed in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. Thou art beautiful, O my love, as Tirzah, comely as Jerusalem, terrible as an army with banners. Turn away thine eyes from me, for they have overcome me. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Gilead. Thy teeth are as a flock of sheep which go up from the washing, whereof every one beareth twins, and there is not one barren among them. As a piece of a pomegranate are thy temples within thy locks. There are 80 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number. My dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the choice one of her that bare her. The daughter saw her and blessed her. Yea, the queens and the concubines, and they praised her. Who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the noon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? I went down into the garden of nuts to see the fruits of the valley, and to see whether the vine flourished and the pomegranates budded. Wherever I was aware, my soul made me like the chariots of Abinadab. Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon thee. And what will ye see in the Shulamite, as it were the company of two armies? Amen. We'll end our reading there at verse 13. And our prayer is the Lord will add his own blessing to the public reading of his eternal and infallible word to all our hearts. I want to welcome everyone this Lord's Day to God's house. It's good to see all who have gathered with us today, young and old alike. We're delighted to see you, and we pray the Lord will richly bless you today around God's Word and around the things of God as we worship our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're visiting with us, we extend you a very special welcome. It's always a joy to visitors to share in our fellowship. And if you're a believer today, may you be drawn closer to the Lord. And if you're here today and you're not saved, we pray that this very day will be the day of your salvation, your coming to Christ and resting upon him alone for salvation. Welcome those also who may be viewing online. We thank you for joining with us. And we pray God will bless you today through his precious and holy word. The announcements for the week are as follows. Remember, please, the evening prayer meeting tonight at 6:30. There'll be a slight change of venue for that prayer meeting. It will be in the minister's room. So do take note of that. You can come in through the side door at the rear, and there'll be extra chairs there in the minister's room. So trust as many as possible will be able to gather for that time of prayer. 7:00 tonight is the annual Remembrance Night service here in our church. We'll be along to bring God's Word. The soloist is Mr. Jonathan Logan. And there'll be supper after the meeting served to the ladies, for which we thank the ladies sincerely for that labor of love. The offering tonight also goes to the work of Let the Bible Speak Ministry and also the Poppy Peel. And all serving and ex-service personnel are most welcome and members of the public. And can we say that all serving and ex-service personnel are to meet in the front prayer room just before the service commences? Pray for that meeting. Make it known. There are wee invitations there on the table in the porch. We encourage you to take those, give them out, and invite and encourage others in under the sound of God's word. Tomorrow afternoon, 2 p.m., meeting here in the church car park for the door-to-door outreach. Also tomorrow night here in the church at 8 p.m., is the ladies' fellowship meeting. All ladies are most welcome to attend and invite and bring others along. Our sister, Mrs. Beulah McMullen from Clogher Valley, will be long to speak, giving a short report on her work with CEF and then bringing God's word to the ladies. So we trust the Lord will bless on that occasion tomorrow night. Tuesday night here in the church at 8 p.m., it is a deputation meeting for the work of Take Heed Ministries. Our brother, Mr. Cecil Andrews, will be with us to speak. And he deals with many of the ethical issues of the day in our country and our nation at this time. And he'll be bringing God's word. And they've been offering for that work, so do remember that, please. He was here a number of years ago. Children's meetings each night, 6:30. Tuesday night, Tresna. Wednesday night, Lispelaw. Thursday, Maguire's Bridge. Friday night, Bethel. Friday night here in the church at 8 p.m., the Youth Fellowship. We commend that to all the young people. Trust as many as possible will gather. Also, this coming Friday night at 8 p.m. is the annual prize-giving service for Koskiri Independent Christian School, and all are most welcome there as well. Saturday coming, the 18th of November, from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in our Dungannon Church, there's a morning of prayer for the Whitfield College of the Bible. All are welcome. Next Lord's Day, the 19th of November, Sunday school and Bible class, 11 a.m., morning worship, 12 noon, the evening gospel service at 7. Both services preceded by the half of prayer, and we'll be long to bring God's word. This day, fortnight, the Lord's Day evening, 26th of November at 7 p.m., there's a special testimony meeting here in the church from our brother, Mr. William Hearn, who attends our church in Hillsborough. He'll be long to tell of the Lord's saving grace and keeping power in his life as a young man. He got caught up and ensnared with the ungodly things of this world. But God intervened in grace in his life and gave him great deliverance. And he'll be coming to testify and to share of what the Lord has done for him in salvation and in his transforming and keeping grace in his life. So remember that, make it known, and invite others in under the sound of God's word. Some other important preliminary announcements. Lord's Day, the 3rd of December at 7 p.m., is the annual Bethel Crusades Parents' Night. It will be here in the church, and the speaker is Mr. Robert McConnell. And then also on Tuesday night, the 5th of December at 8 p.m. here in the church, we're having a special book launch that will be by our sister, Mrs. Olive Maxwell. And that book really concerns 50 years of Bethel Children's Crusade. So keep that date free. Trust as many as possible will gather. Make it known to children and people that are now growing up as well in the community that have went through Bethel Crusade, and invite them along. And you'll be wonderfully blessed and encouraged through what our sister has done in the writing of that book of God's goodness to this ministry over 50 years. Monday night, the 11th of December, 7 p.m., is the Ladies' Fellowship Christmas dinner. And all going, please put your name on the sheet out there on the table on the porch. This coming Thursday night at 7:30 in Aroma Free Presbyterian Church Hall, Beulah Bookshop are having a book table, and that is open to all who want to attend and make purchases for this time of the year. The Vision magazine is available. Let the Bible Speak calendars, they're priced at £4. There is a new youth devotional produced by our mission board, and that book is priced at £7. We commend it to young people and adults as well. There's still copies left of Sam Houston's CD. And then also there's the wee farming calendar that we give out at the ploughing match. There's copies of them there as well, and they are free to take. Then as a church, we want to express our sincere Christian sympathy to her sister, Mrs. Hester Little, and her husband, James, and family on the death of an uncle in the week that has gone by. We also sympathize with her sister, Mrs. Margaret McCrae, on the death of a sister-in-law in the week that has passed. And then also like to sympathize with her brother, Mr. Jonathan Boyd, who attends from time to time here in the evening, on the death recently of his grandmother. And then also want to sympathize also with her brother, Mr. Stanley Charters, on the death of a cousin in this week that has gone by. And sure, all these families have our prayers and our sympathies at this time, that they know the Lord's comfort and the Lord's grace and sustaining in their time of loss. That's really all by way of necessary announcements. We're turning again, please, in our hymn book, the hymn number 318. 318, we'll just keep our seats while we sing this lovely old hymn. We don't take up an offering, but do remember the offering as you leave. Beneath the cross of Jesus, I fain would take my stand. The shadow of a mighty rock within a weary land, a home within the wilderness, a rest upon the way from the burning of the noontide heat, and the burden of the day. 318 will remain seated for the early part of this lovely old hymn. Of the hymn, standing to sing. Turn again, please, to that passage of Scripture we read earlier, to the book of the Song of Solomon, and to the chapter number 6. And with God's word open before us, let us bow, please, in a brief word of prayer. Our Father and our God, we bring especially before Thee today these families that have been mentioned, that have lost loved ones. In these recent days, we commit them, each one, to Thee. Do you remember, Lord, the little family we ask of thee? Remember the Boyd family, the McRae family, and the Charters family, family circles? All that are concerned, give them comfort, give them grace. Fill the vacant chair with the presence of the Lord. And even through the passing of these loved ones from this scene of time, speak to family members and other loved ones not saved who knew them. And may they come to consider their latter end and come to put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Bless us now as we turn to thy precious and holy word. Open to us the scriptures of truth today. And Lord, help us to hide thy word in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Help us to live out thy word in our lives. And Lord, use thy word today to the saving of the sinner. Use thy word to the sanctifying of the saint. Use thy word to the glorifying of Christ. Fill me now with thy Holy Spirit. Pour out thy spirit upon preacher and upon congregation alike. Hide man far behind the cross. Give right words, words directly from thyself that shall and will prevail in hearts today, we ask. For Jesus' sake, amen. Our text of scripture today you'll find in the opening words of verse number 3 of Song of Solomon, chapter number 6. It says, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. The hymn writer says, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. And with those words in particular, the hymn writer testifies of her union with the Lord Jesus Christ, her own and personal Savior. Speaking of that very same union in his own life with the Lord, the Apostle Paul says, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Yes, union with Christ is the portion of every child of God. And it is this blessed union between the Lord and his own people that is highlighted here in our text today. When the bride speaks of her beloved, and she says, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. The bride here represents the believer. The beloved represents the Lord. And the union here with the Lord and his people is that constant and continual theme that we find throughout this book of the Song of Solomon. Child of God, in our meeting today, can I say this is your present portion today as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes, speaking of the Lord our Savior, all who are saved can say of Christ, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. Can we say today this union is a union that is personal to every believer, to every child of God? This union is a union that is absolutely sure and certain for every believer, every child of God. And not only is it sure and certain, but this union is also a union that is eternal and everlasting for every child of God. It is not just for time alone, but it is a union that will last all the countless ages of eternity to come. As we would consider these words today before us in our text, there are two important lessons for us to note today regarding this union between the Lord and his people. Notice first of all here with me that our text really highlights the truth that every believer belongs to the Lord. Look at the opening words again of our text. As the believer speaks here of the Lord, they say, I am my beloved's. And here we see the truth that the believer is the Lord's possession. In Song of Solomon, chapter number 5, and the verse 16. There we see there in that verse, we looked at it in previous weeks, that the Lord is described as one who is altogether lovely. And that speaks of the very fact that Christ was perfect, that he was without sin,
The Bible speaks of the Lord Jesus and says he was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. And the wonder of the gospel is this, that in grace, the Lord of glory, he himself who is without sin, he takes his people into union with himself, and his people are those, all those who are sinners by nature and by practice. For the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Child of God, this is how it is with you and I. Each and every one of us were born into this world in sin. The Bible says we were born shapen in iniquity, yet in grace and in mercy, the Lord of glory, the Lord who is altogether holy, who is impeccable, who did no sin, who knew no sin, he has drawn us to himself, who are the sinful sons of Adam's race. In the book of Jeremiah, the Lord says, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and with loving kindnesses have I drawn thee. And dear believer, because of this, yes, you can say of Christ today, in the words of our text today, you can say, I am my beloved's. Believer, you belong to the Lord. The people of God, we can say today also this union whereby the Lord has drawn us to himself for salvation. It has happened. Why? Because we are the Lord's, the Bible says, by election. Dear believer in Christ, realize this, that the Lord has chosen you for himself, and he has chosen you for himself, the Bible says, in eternity past. Listen to the words of the great apostle Paul as he speaks of this. In Ephesians 1 verse 4, he says, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Dear believer in Christ, in eternity past, before this world was ever made, the Lord chose you to be his child and to be part of his family. Also, dear believer, you and I, we are the Lord's by donation. You see, dear Christian, God the Father has given you to Christ. He has given you as a gift to Christ. You are indeed one of the Lord's precious jewels. And we see this truth highlighted in the Gospels, in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Think of that great statement of the Gospel that he makes in John 6, verse 37, speaking of his people. He says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Dear believer in Christ today, you are God's gift to Christ. God has given you as a gift to Christ, as a dowry to Christ. Turning your Bible over to John's Gospel, chapter 17. And this is a tremendous chapter for the believer to read and study. And this great truth is mentioned 7 times in particular by the Lord, that his people have been given to him by God the Father. Look at what he says in particular in verse 6 of John chapter 17. Speaking there of his own, he says, I have manifested thy name unto the men. Notice it. Which thou givest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. There he was speaking of his own people, and in the immediate context there was the disciples. Turn again over to John's Gospel, chapter 18, the very next chapter, and here we have Christ being apprehended by those who were to take him and crucify him. And again, he speaks of this very truth, that his disciples, his own, were given to him by God. Look at verse 8 and verse 9 as he addresses those that were going to take him captive. It says, Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spake of them. Notice it again, which thou gavest me, have I lost none. And child of God, let this truth sink into your heart today. It all shows us the wonderful grace of God toward us as sinners. Believer, the Lord chose you in eternity past. Believer, God the Father has given you as a gift, as a dowry to Christ. Well, we could say further today, dear believer, that you're also the Lord's. The Bible would show us and teach us by creation. Let me say today, there is no such thing as evolution. God is the creator of all. In the book of Ezekiel, God says there, "Behold, all souls are mine." He is the creator of the souls of all. And the Bible says in the New Testament of the Lord, all things were created by him and for him. Believer, today the Lord created you for a purpose, so that you could be his child, so that you could be his own, so that you would belong to him. And then we can say also, dear Christian, that you are the Lord's by redemption. You see, in love for your soul's salvation, what did God do? He sent his Son to this world. The Lord Jesus Christ came to this world, and on the cross of Calvary, he died for the sins of all of his people. The Bible says of Christ, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Believer, because all your sins were fully paid for and their penalty met by the blood shedding of Jesus Christ upon the cross, God in Christ and through Christ has redeemed you unto himself. The Bible speaks of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and says, this man offered one sacrifice for sins forever. And the day you came as a repentant sinner to Christ and trusted him to be your Savior, God, he forgave all your sins. The Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And not only did he forgive all your sins, but he redeemed you to himself. He brought you out of the kingdom of darkness, out of the devil's kingdom, and he brought you into the family of God, into the kingdom of God's marvelous light. How did that great transaction take place? The hymn writer talks about that great transaction taking place in his own life. How did it happen, dear believer, in your life and my life? It happened through the redeeming blood, the redeeming sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, on Calvary's cross. Turning your Bible over to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1 and the verses 18 and 19. 1 Peter chapter 1. And the verses 18 and 19. Here, Peter is writing to Christians, to you and I who are saved, about the work of Christ in redemption and the fruit of that redemption. And look at what he says in verses 18 and 19 of 1 Peter chapter 1. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. In other words, there's no work of redemption in anything of self or of man. And then look at what he goes on to say in verse 19. He says, but ye are redeemed, he says, with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and a lamb without spot. Oh, what mercy God has shown to you and I in sending his Son to be our Redeemer, to shed his blood, to die on the cross, to redeem us, to purchase us, to buy us back to himself out of the slave market of sin, out of the kingdom of darkness, out of the devil's kingdom, and to bring us into the family and into the fold of God. Oh, dear believer in Christ, why today do you belong to the Lord? Because God loved you. He loved you in eternity past. And he sent his Son to die for you, to shed his blood for you, to redeem you back to himself, into the family, and into the fold of God. Then we can say also further this morning, dear believer, that you are the Lord's also by presentation. What does that mean? That means you and I as believers, giving ourselves to the Lord in the light of his saving grace toward us. This was the case of the believers in Macedonia. For the Bible says they first gave their own selves to the Lord. This was the burden of Isaac Watts, the hymn writer and the preacher of old. For he said, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. And child of God, yes, this is to be our response to the Lord's goodness toward us and saving us and redeeming us. You think of the words of Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Believer, this means you and I obeying the Lord. This means you and I following the Lord. This means you and I serving the Lord. It means you and I seeking to live daily for the Lord's honor and glory in our lives day by day. This is what is entailed in this great fact that we belong to the Lord. It means to live unto Christ, for the Lord to be the Lord and Master of our hearts and our lives as the people of God. The Bible says, yield yourselves unto God. And our text here today, the believer speaking of the Lord, says, I am my beloved's. Here we see the great truth that every believer belongs to the Lord. Believer, the Bible says you're not your own. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirits, which are God's. My, when we were saved and redeemed, we are brought into God's family, into God's fold. That is God's will for our lives day by day as His people. But not only do we see here the great truth from our text that every believer belongs to the Lord, and we see another wonderful truth here in our text, and it is this, that the Lord belongs to every believer. You look at what the believer says about the Lord in the final part of our text. They say regarding the Lord, and my beloved is mine. My beloved is mine. Speaking of the Savior in our text, the bride says of the Lord, and my beloved is mine. And in every true marriage, the bride and the groom, they give themselves to each other without reservation. And it's the same in salvation. Yes, the believer is to give themselves unto the Lord. And the Lord is one who gives Himself without reservation. He gives Himself unreservedly unto His people. You remember the words of the Apostle Paul as he spoke of this very fact regarding the Lord? He says of the Lord, the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Speaks here of the Lord giving us all for Him upon the cross. And believer, this morning in the cross, Christ gave Himself freely. He gave Himself fully as a sacrifice to redeem and to save us from our sins. In light of that same sacrifice, God the Father, dear believer, will also give you much more through His Son. It's all linked to His Son. Turn your Bible over to Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8, and go down that chapter with me to the verse number 32 of the chapter. Romans chapter 8 and the verse number 32. Look at what it says there. It says of God, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? There, dear believer, you have the promise of wonderful blessing to you. Why? Because the Lord is your portion. Because the Lord belongs to you as a child of God. And believer, this means that the Lord, by His grace, will keep you as His child for all of eternity. He says of those who trust Him, He says, I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And believer, this also means that God, yes, He accepts you through Christ. The Bible says you are complete in Him, and with this acceptance you're made through Christ an heir of glory and an heir of heaven. Turn over to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter number 1. And go down there with me, please, just to the verse number 3 and 4 of that opening chapter. Look at what Peter says here to the believer, and it's all linked to this fact that the Lord belongs to the believer, that the Lord is united to His people. It says in verses 3 and 4 of 1 Peter chapter 1, it says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy have begotten us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Believer, this is your portion today in Christ and through Christ. This is your hope. This is your prize, because in salvation, the Lord, he belongs to you. He has united himself to you, dear child of God. And light of this believer, you have a bright hope. You have a bright future. Yes, you are saved, the Bible says, from the wrath to come. The Bible says that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What a hope to have today, all because of Christ. Because Christ belongs to you, dear believer, dear child of God. Bright hope, an eternal hope, a lasting hope for all of eternity. But also, dear Christian, in this scene of time as well, you have the promise of great blessing, all because of this fact that the Lord belongs to you as your Savior, as your Shepherd, as your Guardian, as your Rock, as your Fortress, as your All in All. Paul says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Oh, and having Christ today as your portion, believer, you have the blessing of peace with God. And the blessing of knowing here on earth the peace of God that passeth all understanding, ruling and reigning in your heart. The Bible says we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah, speaking to the Lord, says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed in thee. The Bible says the wicked, the ungodly, have no peace. God says there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Any peace they have is a false peace. It's a false peace, a pretentious peace. But God gives his people a true peace, an eternal peace, that peace that passeth all understanding. Also, dear Christian, in having the Lord as your portion, you have the blessing of his power. His power to you to live the Christian life in your home, in your family, in your workplace, in days of trial and days of temptation, days of testing. Turning your Bible over to 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. Verse number 8. Look at what you read there. And this is your portion, believer, because the Lord belongs to you. It says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound unto to every good work. Lord says, believer, my grace is sufficient for thee. And he gives you grace, he gives you strength and help to live the Christian life, to live for his honor and glory in the difficult times, even in the hard times. Also, believer, you have the promise of his protection in this life and the scene of time. The psalmist David could speak of the Lord and he could say, thou art my rock and my fortress. Because the Lord belongs to you, of the promise of his provision in life. Remember what Paul said to the believers in Philippi. He said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory, which are by Christ Jesus. What a promise. Then you have the promise of his presence with you day by day as a believer. Turning your Bible over to Matthew's Gospel, to the chapter number 28. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 28. And look at the great promise the Lord here gives to his people. He was being parted from the disciples, taking up to heaven. But look at the very last thing he says at the end of Matthew chapter 28. Isn't it significant? The very last promise he gives at the end of this book, highlighting the importance of the promise, the great comfort of the promise. He says, and lo, I am with you always. Notice it, even unto the end of the world. Wherever we go in life as believers and are led by the Lord, even to the very ends of the earth, the Lord says, lo, I am with you always. And even to the very end of time itself, when time is no more, the Lord says, lo, I am with you always. even unto the end of the world. What a promise. And believer, this is because the Lord is your portion. And can I say also that in having Christ as Savior, you have the wonderful privilege of prayer. That's your portion through Christ today. In your time of need, you can come to God, you can pray. You can seek His help, you can seek His guidance, His blessing, His leading, His provision. The Lord said to His disciples, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask Him? What a privilege to pray. The hymn writer says, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Martin Lloyd-Jones, the famous London preacher of a bygone day, he said these words. He says, of all the blessings of Christian salvation, none is greater than this, that we have access to God in prayer. Believer, that's your portion today in Christ. Because of Christ, you have access to God. The middle wall of partition, the Bible says, has been taken away. The veil of the temple has been rent in twain from the top to the bottom. Believer, you have access today to God, to pray to God, to seek God. The great I Am, who is almighty, who is all-powerful, who is all-knowing. Is there a need? Is there a burden? Is there a care in your life today, dear Christian? Because the Lord is your portion. You can come to God, your Heavenly Father. You can pray. You can seek Him. You can call upon His name. Speaking of the blessings of having the Lord, the hymn writer says, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. O child of God, this is your portion in Christ. Oh, remember this, dear believer, whatever comes your way in life, whatever happens to you in life, remember the great truth that is taught in this text. The believer here speaks of the Lord and says, I am my beloved's, and my beloved's mine. And dear Christian, that's your portion today. And should the whole world, as it were, collapse around you as a believer, in times of great need, in times of great trial and difficulty, still, believer, remember this truth that you are the Lord's. Not only are you the Lord's, but the Lord belongs to you. He is your portion. And that's a portion that can never, ever be broken by any power on earth or any power in hell. Turn over to Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8. Look with me, please, at the end of that chapter, Romans chapter 8. Look at the words and the questions that Paul puts here to the believer in their times of great crisis and great trouble, and that comes the way of every Christian. He says there in verse number 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded. This was something Paul was absolutely sure of. And when he wrote these words, he wants every Christian also who reads these words to be sure, also certain about this great truth. He says, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things yet to come, that's future things, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Think of it today, dear believer, the Lord went to the cross. When He suffered and bled upon that cross, He was separated from God the Father. For God the Father forsook Him. He poured out His wrath upon Him for our sins. And Christ cried out on the cross, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? Christ was forsaken of God. He was stricken, smitten of God. So that you and I and all His redeemed people might never ever be forsaken of God that would be his people, his portion, his church, his bride, his sheep, for all of the countless years of eternity to come. And if you're here in the meeting today and you're not saved, let me say this. If you are to know the Lord, if you're to be in his family, if you're to know your sins forgiven and be in heaven one day, then now in time, this is your responsibility. You must come to Christ. Remember again those words of Christ. He says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. You must come to him just as you are, a sinner. Confess your sins to him. Bow the knee before him. Repent of your sin. Trust in Christ. Rest on his atoning sacrifice alone to save you and cleanse you from all your sins. And the Lord says, he will not cast you out. He'll take you in. He'll forgive all your sins. He'll become your Savior. Not only for time, but for all of eternity. Oh, don't go out of the meeting today without the Lord. Come to him today. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We'll close our meeting today. Be singing together the hymn number 404 in your hymn book. 404 on the page 340. Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him. 404, we'll stand as we sing and thinking of the words as we sing them, singing it out heartily unto the Lord. Thank thee for thy presence with us here today. We thank thee for help given in the ministry of thy word. Write thy word and thy truth upon the fleshly tables of our heart. Bless every child of God. Help every believer today in whatever our needs and circumstances in life might be to rejoice in Christ and to remember that we belong to the Lord and that the Lord belongs to us, not only for time alone, even as we've been singing, but for all of eternity. We thank thee today for Christ. We thank thee for his redeeming love, his sacrifice, and that one day he will call us home to be with himself forevermore. And Father, for any in this gathering today who have not this blessed assurance, have not this blessed hope within their heart, who are still out of Christ, on that broad road to a lost eternity, speak to them today, Lord. May they come to Christ just as they are and trust him. Know the joy of sins forgiven. And Lord, know the blessed assurance of eternal life and a home in heaven. Answer prayer. Part us with thy fear and favor. Take us to our homes in safety. Bless us throughout this day. Return us again in thy will this evening hour. For we ask all these things in the Savior's great and wonderful name. Amen. And amen.